Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 266. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. How's it going?
Have a good night.
Yeah.
I concur.
You concur.
I like how he started that a little better than he did on the full.
Oh, you mean I'm going positive again?
Yeah.
Trying to go negative.
Like he was.
I was trying. That was like a battery. I was trying.
Bunch of nonsense.
Trying the outside of it for a little while. Didn't work. Didn't work at all, right? Just stick with the script. Not script, Sean, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything about going negative.
You've been doing this for long enough.
I know, right?
You should know how it goes.
We know it works.
We are having a good night.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue it. With a solid mini.
Solid.
As I boom, bang the microphone. All right. No, we are having a good night. Hope the creepies are. And let's get right to it. Sean, what are we talking about?
This is Nate's pick, and it is Hogback Bridge. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic. When you were saying this is solid, I was going to say, is it well-formed? Poop joke, sorry.
He just can't resist.
Just cut.
I need to get a new board.
The 12-year-old boy
has a mute.
Sean. Or you just need, well, remember the other room where the Parker's in now, you had a drop door, like a little drop hatch, and I just fall through. Remember?
That would work too.
That's probably more efficient.
Or.
And you get the sound effect.
Or you could move and not tell him where to move to. Just tell me.
Change the code. I can't get in anymore.
Let's tell William because he's going to take over
his diet.
Yep.
That's right. So Hogback Bridge, located on Hogback Road in Hermitage, Mercer County, Pennsylvania, is a central site for local paranormal legends. The most prominent story claims that a girl was killed under the bridge and her ghost will appear to drivers, causing their cars to not start if they park there at night. We were just talking about Al Cooley had this on his Ghost in the Valley podcast. When we were talking about it, or talking to him, which feels like forever ago now, he told us about this story and told about the horrible things that happened under the bridge. And he did a documentary, I think it was 15 years ago. And he was very proud of that. And he worked really hard on it. But he said in that process, he had to leave one of the girls that was doing the acting for the documentary under the bridge by herself. And she did it, but she was terrified and felt, you know, threatened, and something was touching her and just creeping her out. And he said he felt really, really bad about that.
Yeah.
And I remember him telling us that. Hey, and I didn't realize that until I was
you gotta do what you gotta do to make the scene.
That's right. Yeah.
But you're getting paid.
It's sweet of him. Sweet of him for that to bother him. But but for it also to stick, like, oh, that's that same bridge he was telling us about. You know. Yeah. So, and he was talking about haunted Hermitage. So
yeah, I didn't know that until you just mentioned that. I'm like, I do remember him talking about it, but I didn't know the...
Yeah, that's the same bridge.
Yeah.
Crybaby Bridge, right?
Hogback. I like the name of it, Hogback. Mm-hmm. It sounds rough and creepy. And
how do you get that name?
Hogback.
Take your hogback that way. That's the bridge you take your hogback. I don't know. Like, it's just weird.
So yeah, the bridge crosses Hogback Run on a hilly, rural stretch of Hogback Road... between Longview Road and Frampton Road, not Peter Frampton.
I was going to say Peter. Yeah. Oh, okay.
The original the late 1800s wooden bridge was replaced in 2007 to 2008 with a concrete culvert. The area has been settled since the late 1700s, and the bridge's legends are part of Mercer County oral history.
Okay. I have here, it says, as the mile-long Hogback Road winds its way up over hills and through woods, travelers will eventually cross the bridge that spans the small stream known as Hogback Run. Aside from some graffiti on the bridge's sides, visitors will see plenty of gold and orange leaves falling from the trees or occasionally hear a deer rustling in the brush. But others, however, claim to have seen and heard, more haunting things in this area, including a ghostly woman sometimes carrying a light or screams and cries from beneath the bridge. The Hogback the Hogback Road Bridge, along with multiple other bridges and roads, are detailed in the book Haunted Roads of Western Pennsylvania by Thomas White and Tony LaVorn, I guess. So, yeah. Anyway, there you go.
They said that ghost girl enters your vehicle. The witnesses have had the ghost girl actually get into their vehicle, after which the car engine is disabled until the vehicle is pushed off the bridge.
Oh, gosh.
Then there's also additional reports of green lights nearby in the woods and the sound of a girl screaming. I think she was a, I want to say either she was a slave girl or something, and then she was, horrible things happened to her under that bridge, it sounds like. So, there were some reports when you're looking this up that the people, like one person would try it and it didn't work for them and they didn't see any lights, they didn't hear anything, nothing, you know, the car didn't have any malfunctions, and then somebody else tried it and every single thing happened, you know.
I'm not like, trying it.
I'm not trying.
I like my car.
Not trying it.
I'm
not
I want going my to, things to operate.
Sorry, Al.
Don't mess with my.
Al, don't leave me underneath that bridge.
Yeah, don't mess with my car. Don't mess with my don't gadgets.
Do
and
don't do it.
Does she get in the back and go, keep the meter running?
Yeah. All right.
It's kind of like the...
I got things to do.
I mean, there's plenty of stories about that. Like yeah, a woman gets in the car and they drive and they look back and she's gone. And
I always get chills when you hear the stories similar to this, like where they start hearing like hands smacking the car or whatever. So they take off and they get home, and when they get home, they
see fingerprints and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, or the car, like it, you know, feels like it's being pushed.
Yeah,
you know, like on a like a, across a railroad track, and then you see the dust or the fingerprints. And
we had so when before my dad passed away, and that's been three years plus ago. When we were coming back, I told you guys that story about Jenna seeing the lady in the white dress on the way back, which we deduced it was her grandmother. She was in a cream nightgown, apparently, with her, you know, pajamas basically. And so I had told Jenna at that time, Jenna was driving and she got goosebumps, and she's like, I told her, I'm like, you saw a lady in a white dress, you know, and I'm like, you got to turn around. I got a podcast. I got to report this stuff. And I was all about like turning around and going back. She goes, I am not going back there. She's like, look at,
I remember you telling a story,
you know, but seriously, we went back, found this lady, get in, see what happens, you know, like green lights, who knows what would happen, scream, we would have been dead.
But, yeah, that would have been interesting.
She was terrified, and she's, you know, Jenna's not one to fabricate things, she does not like to be scared,
right?
And that freaked her out big time, so I don't know.
Something, yeah.
Don't know what we saw or she saw, I didn't see anything, but.
Going back to that book I was telling you about,
says
the book includes multiple accounts of what might have happened there. One involves a mother and her children who died along Hogback Run in the 1700s, long before any bridge was built. Allegedly, the family was killed by Native Americans, and the mother is doomed to forever return to the bridge in futile search of her little ones. And another legend concerns an Amish woman and her child who were killed when their buggy crashed near the bridge. So.
Yeah, that's what this one is saying. There's a phantom woman with a light, often described as carrying a glowing lantern, possibly searching for her lost children.
That's sad.
Then there's screams from the gully.
Ooh,
heard by drivers and visitors, sometimes accompanied by rustling in the underbrush. That'd be scary.
That would be.
Cars won't start.
Yeah, I want my car started. I don't like that.
Cold spots reported.
Oh,
about
cold spots, huh?
Cold spots that are reported on warm nights, and then some various other stories. Some accounts link the bridge to early settler tragedies, which I think you went over. While others mention alleged KKK activity.
Yes, I saw that.
Or even Satan worship sacrifices.
That's not good.
Yeah, they said a satanic cult that committed a ritual sacrifice and a murder by the KKK are two other stories stated in that book. Yeah.
See, that's
a lot going on here now.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, for
none of it just for a bridge.
None of it's good. Right?
Yeah. And it said when. In one version, something spooked their... Let's see. Let me back up, I guess. I should read the... Oh, okay. After I talked about the Amish woman, you know, the buggy and her crashing near the bridge. It says, in one version, something spooked their horse and chaos ensued. In another, the buggy was run off the road by a clique of drunken teenagers who were driving recklessly. So a couple legends, I guess.
I mean, there's a lot. If you look.
Either way, it's bad.
There's a lot of stories of back roads and bridges in Pennsylvania. There's a ton of them. And none of them are good. Yeah. It sounds like, I said, they're satanic worship, KKK stuff, people dying, car crashes, all kind of stuff back there.
So. I am surprised that we're, what, Nate, how many minutes are we into this episode?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Mm-hmm. He hasn't once said Pennsylvania.
No, I was actually gonna refrain from that.
Oh,
but I'm glad you said it.
Oh, great. Why bring it up? No, you know, it's only two states away from us, so we could go check out this place. Mm-hmm. Where? Let's see, what was it? Hermitage, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Let's look that up here. Hermitage, Pennsylvania.
Makes me think of Nashville. There's the Hermitage in Nashville that's historic.
You know what? As I typed in Hermitage and nothing else, the first thing that came up Nashville. Was a neighborhood in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Which is, yep.
And then, second was Pennsylvania. It is 5 hours and 47 minutes.
That's not bad.
Just a tick not under six. So that's, it's not short. You know, it's not terrible. But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, 6 hours or under is... It's doable.
Yeah, this says group investigations, local paranormal groups such as the Mysteries and Paranormal Society of Pennsylvania, MAPS, have visited the site to investigate these claims, or all the claims we've been talking about, using thermal imaging and audio recorders. The legend is widely cited in local ghost haunting communities and has been featured in regional media, including this. This is kind of cool that AI actually puts this out there, including the Ghost in the Valley podcast, which notes that multiple unrelated individuals have reported similar experiences at this specific location. Yeah, Al love all the places Al talked about. You know, he talks with such, he's a great storyteller, but he just really is passionate about a lot of these places. And this was, I mean, he passionate enough to make a documentary about it. So it has a lot of lore and history and hauntings and just a lot of the good stuff. Obviously, the good stuff that we really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Hmm. This says if you put your keys on the bridge for 5 minutes, your car will not start. Says the road is very bad though. This is a website about or written by investigators. It said it is really hilly and also has no winter maintenance. Be alarmed. We recently walked up a hill with what looks like a path on it. It is said at the top is the meeting ground. We were walking up the path when I turned the light on the camera on. It's weird. There in the woods, we then seen a white figure. We did not stick around long enough to investigate it. And then this says October 2004 correction. The family that died under the bridge were early settlers in the area from the late 1700s when the county began to be settled. And some have reported the motherly frantically looking for her children in the underbrush. Mm-hmm. You can hear the rustling of the bushes, like Nate said, and the plaintive call in the distance. Some have reported that she cries a glowing taper or lantern. So... hope that's not true, because that's really sad, but I guess it's part of the legend. I mean,
yeah.
How much welding you think went into that building that bridge?
Well, the original was wood, so welding.
No welding there.
Yeah, they're not.
And then the new one's concrete, so no welding there.
No. I'm looking at the wrong one then. See, I'm looking at one that is in Pennsylvania, but it is, yep, it is... what do you call those? A truss bridge. So I'm looking at the wrong one. Yeah, that's why I'm saying welding there. Yep, because I'm looking at the wrong one. Mm-hmm. And it's not too far from... It looks like it's in the same place when it shows the little dot in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're not too far from each other. Darn it. I got mixed up.
Stick with the correct bridge.
Well, it's only four places. Or it's four stories down. Darn it. There's the other one. Yay.
I don't know, man. Like these bridges, I don't know.
They're creepy. Like they shouldn't be. You know, bridges are bridges, but they when thing bad things happen around them, under them, through them.
I think I would be fine. Well, like the haunted bridge here in Avon. I mean, I'd go under it 1,000 times a year. The only part that I don't like is if it did happen, would be like. The car not starting, or you know, the mechanics of the car kind of going wackadoo. I don't like that. I don't want my car Like, I need my car. Yeah. I need it operating, and I need it to not be messed with. But, you know, like, hearing the sounds and all that, that would be kind of cool. Or cold, like you say, cold spots when it's warm. And what was the other? The green light. The lantern and all that. I think that stuff would be cool to see if it is true the woman getting in the car.
You're not going to stick around too long, though.
But I don't want my car messed with.
Don't mess with the car unless you're going to make the payments.
No, exactly. Just leave my car alone, okay? I want it to continue to operate correctly. That's the part I don't like. So what else we have on Hogback Bridge in Hermitage, Pennsylvania? Anything else you find?
I think that's all the highlights.
I mean, I know it was kind of quick, but there was a lot, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot to this little place, yeah.
It's just a bridge out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. You wonder, like, you drive over bridges, like, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of cars, you know, a year driving all over these bridges across the U.S. And you just wonder, like, what stories do they have? Like, do they have anything like this or tragedies or... You know, I mean, it's not good to think about, but it's like, but you just wonder, like, man, yeah, I don't know, like haunted bridges, I guess is what I'm trying to say, like these old country ones that out in nowhere.
Mm-hmm. How many construction workers are buried in the concrete?
Oh gosh, yeah,
oh yeah.
Well, that's part of the lore of the haunted Avon. Yeah, the guy fell in the concrete and couldn't get out, and he's buried in it, and the baby was thrown off the bridge, and. Not very good, uplifting stories, but they are part of the legends. So,
I always liked the covered bridges. Though I love covered bridges. When I was a kid, I thought they were creepy.
I have only been through or on one.
Kokomo had one. Yeah,
it was daggone it. Southern part is when I bought my Firebird, and we went. It starts with an S. I'll have to think about the town, but anyway. That was the first time I had actually driven on through a covered bridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That reminds me of my mom and dad back like in the 80s, 90s, they always went to Rockville, the covered bridge festival. The
covered bridge festival.
Oh, every year that was their thing. So
it makes me think of Sleepy Hollow, you know, Headless Horseman.
Yeah. And you got to get across the bridge and he can't get.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think my mind goes to creepy when it comes to all those kind of bridges.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I always think of Beetlejuice.
Do you?
Beetlejuice? I don't think of Beetlejuice when.
Yeah, they died running off the covered bridge.
At the beginning of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it.
I was trying to think.
I can't remember.
I think that is correct, yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So they drove off a bridge?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's just, I couldn't think of
it. It has been a minute since I've seen it.
Huh. I would have to. Okay, yeah. I couldn't picture that. So okay, I mean, if you would have asked me how they died, I would not. I don't know. I can't remember. Yep. I remember it was a car crash, but I just didn't remember driving off a bridge. So okay, I trust our man Nate. You got it pulled up there. Mm-hmm. Oh okay.
Yeah,
that's it. Red covered bridge.
It's a big covered bridge.
It isn't.
It is.
Yeah, they drove off the bridge and then they end up home. Like, how long have we been gone?
Yeah, I remember like from the point on. I just don't remember I remember the crash. I just didn't remember how they you know.
I think a dog ran out in front of them, so they swerved and.
I just remember them like. Sitting in the waiting area with all the other the football players, they gotten killed and shoot. Well, if that's what you got,
right there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yep. There you go. Coming out of the side. Yep.
Maybe Sean can post that on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not Hogback Bridge. All right. Well, if that's all we got, that was good. A short topic, but lots of creepiness and legends.
And we're going.
Oh, yeah. Under 6 hours. Heck yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Now, if it was 6 hours in a minute, that's too far.
Too far.
Can't do that. There's got to be a stopping point.
I mean, a round trip would be over 12 hours.
Yeah. So I'm out. I mean, there's got to be a point where you say no. All right. Nate, you want to help us get out of this mini?
Well, I mean, if you want to get on the other side of the river, you just have to cross the bridge. Hopefully there's not a hog.
Oh, I knew there was more.
Got your back.
That's a wrap.
Maybe a hog's back is really strong and sturdy. I mean, maybe that's what it
right.
is. Right. I guess.
Especially a like a razorback. Mm-hmm. Those mean. Mm. You know, with the tusks.
Tusks, yeah. Yeah.
They're mean. They'll come after you.
Apparently, like any hog that you like let go feral can become, you know, start growing tusks and be like that.
Yeah, eat you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a way I want to go. No. There's lots of ways.
Keep them domesticated.
Yeah. There's lots of ways I'd rather go than getting eaten by a hog. All right. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged Mini 266 and our discussion on the Hogback Bridge. So until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.